Pathfinder, the Dragon Game. Dragons are ancient and noble creatures with intellects far beyond that of mortal men, but a dark evil has plans for a group of hatchlings who must overcome adversity and become the dragons they are meant to be.
Noble Knight Games has been serving the needs of thousands of gamers worldwide since 1997. Huge selection of over 30,000 unique products, including discounts on most in-print games of up to 50% off or more. Noble Knight Games is the place for out-of-print RPGs, board games, war games, collectible card games, miniatures, and all things game-related. They ship worldwide and will purchase or trade your titles you no longer need, new, or used. Your satisfaction is guaranteed. Just visit www.noblenight.com or visit our website for direct access to thousands of new, out-of-print, and in some cases, one-of-a-kind items.
VORPAL Network is the bomb, the cutting edge of geekdom. Comics, advice, D&D, movies, video games, RPGs. Finding it's easy, just stay calm. VorpalNetwork.com.
A shrine. Wrong miniature.
That was an astral stalker. What were you looking for?
Shaman?
Turn it back on! Now that Jay's done playing with the recorder. Inside is a small shrine combined with a bedroom. A giant demonic-looking gnoll stands on a large statue. Obviously, it's been here for centuries. In front of it are chained two dwarven zombies. Huh. As they're kind of... They've got the little collars around their neck. And next to them, a large bed made from hides of some sort of creature. A couple small chests just in front of it. A desk nearby. And sitting there is a foul-tempered looking orc. He's wearing some heavy-looking robes. Has a large staff that has a flail at the end of it.
Flails, I hate flails.
You got a what on?
24.
I can't remember.
Oh yeah, you were like 28 or something like that. Okay.
29, I think.
So he sees...
He doesn't notice you two, because you probably also are over here hiding. He turns and looks at Kaelin and grumbles something guttural and orcish.
Which I can understand.
The next slave to be added to the shrine.
That didn't sound friendly.
Nope.
At this point, he will be will need initiative checks as he is openly hostile to Kaelin. But
sure?
He will be flat-footed to you three.
Ridiculous. This is going to be your show.
Then we have Dwarf Breaker.
Is this actual statue?
It's just a statue.
Okay.
And he has two zombies.
So the description is like, sounds like a statue, but then again it doesn't.
Yeah, sorry, this is an ancient cracked statue of a demonic looking gnoll.
Okay.
Jay.
Oh, a demonic gnoll. That's nice.
A demonic gnoll.
5.
15.
Yeah. Your show.
8. 21. Dwarf Breaker! 3.
I really do think you should make
the zombies! 11.
What's his name? 4 and a rogue.
Alright, well, sure. Seeing his opportunity.
What are all these here?
Imagine like little stools that gnolls could sit on.
Oh, okay.
With tonk. He swings out the robe, slashing right through them, hitting the plate mail underneath it. Bong! Oh. Crap.
Okay, I'll let you deal with the zombies.
Me?
Yes. They're more your level.
Brains. They're not very nice.
Bah! Brains.
Okay, then I will.
Landing right on the bed.
We'll jump on the bed.
Boing, boing, boing.
It's just made out of hides.
Mm-hmm. Boing, splat, splat.
And I will also whiff.
Scree! Along the full bit.
Yeah.
So it's probably like you and Farrar and Charson at the same time. Okay. We then go from 15 down to 11.
Brains. Brains.
Brains. Brains!
Brains.
Ah. Kaelin.
Oh! Bugger! No!
He'll hit. He'll do 9 to his friend.
Damn you!
Okay. Jay.
Okay. I will fly in heroically. Sort of do a flying leap off the top of his helmet. All over the zombies, and then land up here on top of this dude's head.
Okay. Remember the last time you landed on top of an evil statue?
The zombie! My hash was a 9. I think I failed twice.
Oops.
Ooh. Nice.
11.
See? Told you they're more than level.
They melt into puddles of goo. Apparently one of them was a Wicked Witch of the West.
Dwarf Breaker steps back.
Oh.
Casts a spell on himself. Basically,
I will break you.
Fjorn. Fjorn. Fjorn.
Oh! That was a 20 rocking back and forth.
Alright, Jessica.
I don't know what you did. Mama will hit you.
I was just seeing if I could. I did not have something. I got a critical on my bite.
Oh, yeah.
Does a 20 hit?
A 20 will not hit.
Okay. How about a 26?
26 will hit.
Okay. So a bite and a claw. I just choose all but magic.
How dare you eat a Pringles? How dare?
I'll do that. I'll do an ugly wound. Yeah, there's drain on all three of them. I'm like, which drain do I want? So it's normal damage and D3 charisma. 4.
Okay. He ignores the drain, but he will have 4.
Okay. So let's see. Take the 8 and just 1 charisma.
Oh.
Well, it didn't really hurt its looks, but,
yeah. It was kind of a quick thing. Rico, get behind him! At least not. Is the ladder going down?
Yes.
Okay.
And you can eat. Okay.
I was seeing if it was going up.
That was Jessica. Zombies are dead.
Right.
Okay. You'll pay! We'll hit. It'll take 9 more.
Ooh.
Okay. Jay.
One down for the breath weapon. And I will indeed fly around. Claw, claw, bite.
Claw or bite.
Oh, that's right, because I move.
Mm-hmm.
Bite. Now that my jaw is in working order. Ha ha! Ah! Yeah. Spoke too soon. Although I don't know how you knew.
Not the weak point. Roll a d6.
4.
Roll another d6.
3.
Okay, and then finally roll a d3.
So half a d6.
Mm-hmm.
3.
Okay. Basically what you did was you were looking for one of his weak points.
Uh-huh.
And you sprang into action, figuring that, you know, biting his butt would be a weak point. However, unfortunately, there was actually a giant metal plate that was strapped to his butt cheek. Now, that part of his armor took 4 points of damage. However, your face takes 3. And since your jaw is basically kind of a whack, you can't use your bite attack for another 3 rounds. And you're like, oh, blah, blah, blah.
Okay.
Alright, Dwarf Breaker.
My lord, help me.
That's his free action. As the statue goes.
Oh, crap.
Yeah, man, statue will go on a 5.
As long as it stays in its box.
He will then...
Which, knowing us, it won't.
He will then invoke an ability. Everyone around him gets a will save.
Crap.
17.
Ooh, jeez. Ooh, bad for the dwarves.
14.
Okay. You will take half.
Yay.
Wait, let me check and make sure I'm doing this right. I'm still working on how to use the channel energy ability that the clerics now have.
Mm-hmm.
Half cleric's level plus charisma on fire. So yes, 17 will just make it.
Yay.
Everyone around him takes 21 points of damage, except for you, who takes 10, as he channels negative energy.
If I was undead, I'd still be kick-ass.
Mm-hmm. So you take 21, Jeff.
That bites.
As your scales kind of blanch a little.
This is totally a flashback to that one tower.
And then you hear him start barking out and yipping. And then you can hear people down, or hear Noel downstairs going, yip, 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 bark.
Awesome. I'll wait until they're all on the ladder and then I'll just belt him.
Top of the round. Fjarn, miss. Or Fjarn. Fjarn, miss.
Fjarn.
I'll never get this guy's name right.
Boing.
I've got so many people whose name is exactly like his.
Forklift.
Okay, Jessica.
It's been 20 feet?
Yes.
Yay!
Galen. Swing and a hit. He'll take 9 more. He's up to 46. Owie. Not good. This is what I get for putting my boss up well alone. Jay.
I can take care of those zombies pretty quickly.
Yeah, well, statue's just now going too.
Yeah. Okay. Does the statue have to move to attack us?
No. You can reach from there.
Mm-hmm. Can't beat reach.
Okay. All right. Sorry. All right. Well, I'll just claw, bite him, and call it good.
Okay.
You mean claw?
Right, because I can't use it for 3 rounds. Okay, fine, claw.
Nice.
Yeah.
Now your guess is rolling is picking up.
There you go. I hit him both times, yeah?
Probably.
The lowest was a 16 plus 8.
24, yep. That sounds like 2 hits to me.
6 and 4.
So 10. Ugh. Well, crap. Statue goes.
Do I get a bonus for being for flanking him?
Yeah, plus 2.
To hit.
Okay.
To hit. Statue swings at Caitlin.
Ooh. Oh! 2 crits.
Ouch.
Okay, well, apparently one of the fists... I'm sorry. ...does 10 and 5 bleed as he hits him and he ruptures his spleen with his fist.
Ow!
So Kaelin will take...
That's tough to do with a fist.
Yeah.
Well, it's a statue.
And then his other one does... double damage. So that's 21 more. And then he does normal damage to
Fron.
Who will take 5.
Mook.
Alright.
The
statue kind of makes a howling noise. Dwarf Breaker! Bah! Does it again.
Channel negative energy.
Channel negative energy. So, everyone gets to make a will save.
Another will save.
19.
You're good.
18.
18 will be just fine. Kate, so you two will take 6. Kaelin collapses. And he takes, because he took the full brunt.
Kaelin, don't die!
Of 49. And he will also take the full brunt.
No! Kaelin, you're that bastard! You can't die on me!
See, this would be a good bonus figure for them.
I learned to be not so mean.
Top of the round. Fron.
Wow, he's so enraged, he misses entirely.
No way!
His attack hits, but deals minimum damage. 4. Well, for a natural 1, it's not bad.
Yeah.
It's one of the better ones.
Yeah, he still hits, but he does minimum damage. Jessica.
I will take the attack opportunity as I shove a potion down his throat.
Mm-hmm. What's your AC?
It's 21 versus 20.
Sounds like two hits to me then. Eighteen.
Ouch.
And he heals 14. And he stops bleeding.
Yes, he does.
That was my main fear. And the stop bleeding.
Oh, his eyes kind of flutter open.
Don't stand up.
All right, that was Jessica Kale. He'll swing from prone. All right, Jay.
Yay!
Finish him! Finish him!
Finish him! Boom, boom,
boom! Let's see. This is the second round that I cannot use my bite, so next round is the last round that I cannot use my bite, but I do have my breath weapon available again.
That's right. Go ahead and breathe straight through Jessica.
I'm not going to breathe straight through Jessica. As a matter of fact...
I would breathe straight through you!
You would?
I said, if you do, I will!
Well, that'll hit him too, so there you go. Instead, I'm going to pull out my wand of magic missile.
Whing!
Pew, 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 pew. May I use magic device check?
Do I have used magic device? Yes, I do!
Ha-ha!
Good, because otherwise you couldn't use it.
How about a 14?
Nope, doesn't work.
Did that take my turn?
Mm-hmm. Movement action to draw, standard action to attempt to activate.
Ah!
Statue decides that Furon. Furon. Is a threat. Two hits. It's 21, which is 39. Oh! Oh, lad! I may be joining you here soon! Dwarf Breaker. Still not down. Got two more of these damn things. Might be able to take out the dwarves and do some decent damage on the dragon. So he'll do it again! Bwah!
Wow!
Shame these don't have attack opportunities. Then again, when I play my cleric, I'll be happy.
The 15?
No.
Dang it.
And then the two brothers. He's fine, he is not. Well, that's 15, so that's 7, which will put him back into unconsciousness.
Dang it, he's not bleeding. I'm happy.
That will put him at 64, which will put him down and dying.
He said 15?
15.
64?
54.
Oh.
Ugh. Okay. This is his last chance to stabilize? Nope. So, unless you can heal him, he will die this turn. Jessica.
Well, he had a potion, so I assume Furon has a potion too, right?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Check. I get to him.
Only the statue hits this time. Doing 6.
Give it a little 8.
46. He's still unconscious. But he's not gonna die. Unless, of course, the gnolls arrive.
Or he does his negative energy thing.
He's unconscious. Jay.
Do I get to know how much it'll take for me to activate my wand, or do you just tell me?
It's a DC 20.
Okay. Use magic device as a 6, so I have
need
to
a 14
or better.
Which means you've got a 30% chance of doing it.
Dang it. Claw claw bite.
Claw claw.
Claw claw.
Claw claw. Yeah.
Go for it.
Okay. You put the wand in your mouth.
Oh.
Whiff.
If I Benny, can I do both of those again?
No. You only get one.
Dang it! Frickin' A!
You know, so far that 7 hit points is serving me quite well.
One claw.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there. 15 plus 8.
You will indeed hit.
Thank you. Now, 1d6 plus 2. So I need to get a what to kill him?
7 to put him at 0.
Which knocks him unconscious.
Mm-hmm.
If he takes a strenuous action.
May Io smile upon me. Ah! 6 damage!
Ah, he's got 1 hit.
Jeez!
It's the statue's turn, who decides that Jessica's a threat.
Makes sense. If everyone thinks.
That'll be 2 hits on Jessica. That'll be 20 points of damage.
So, did you actually save Faron?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, good.
He will make a concentration check because there's nowhere he can go to safely do it.
Yeah. Oh.
He concentrates. Did he heal himself?
He will heal 17. Back down to 59.
What level is my magic missile wand?
Good question. What is the level of your magic missile wand? I probably told you.
It says it had 25 charges.
Where'd you get it?
I got it from... It was in and amongst a whole bunch of Mastercraft stuff. I think I got it from the, I was about to say Hobbits, the Halflings.
Halflings? Okay.
It was probably level 1.
Yeah, it's level 1. Bites. Alright. Well, Jay, your turn. He's got 10 hit points.
Come on, dude!
You got your bite back.
Yeah, pretty.
I do!
Pretty dude! Pretty dude!
Why is it you never move? I could have breath weaponed him a long time ago.
I could have breath weaponed him too.
Because they were given a flank to hit his AC of 22.
Yeah.
Okay, claw, claw, bite. Let's see if we can take this guy down.
You can do it.
Bite.
Yay!
Crit on the on the bite. That's nice. 14 plus 8 is 22.
18
plus
8
is
26. Enough. Oh.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
She's one of the
three. It's one of the three. Bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing?
Yep.
You get a pick one.
Okay.
Can't do all.
So either he's blinded for 1d3 rounds, normal damage plus 1d4 strength damage, or double damage and target takes a negative 2 penalty to AC to 1d4 rounds. I'm going to take the double damage.
Yep.
So, bewildering display. I am a flurry of claws and bites and
teeth. Considering everything hit, yeah.
Holy freaking crap, you are totally going down. All right.
Low damage.
Okay, here we
He's
go.
He's gonna die, but just low damage.
Bite. Double damage on the bite.
You need to roll another D.
Yeah, you roll another D.
Oh, my bad. So I guess that wouldn't have applied.
Okay, then roll it again. Okay. It's double damage. There.
Okay, so four plus 3 each time, so that's another, so that's 10. And then these two take another 2 each, so that's 16, 19.
18
damage.
Okay, so he's only at negative 9.
Oh, wait. Hang on a
second. 2
each, right? So it's
19.
Yeah, 2 each. Yeah, 19. My bad. That was nice. I critted.
Okay. Now the only threat left is the statue. Speaking of which, it's the statue's turn. Yeah.
Dodge on him.
You take 9.
My.
Beep, 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 beep. You can see Knowles beginning to collect at the bottom of the ladder at this point.
I barf on him.
Top of the round, Jessica.
It will hopefully. It's still not in his range, is it? It's okay. Yeah, whatever, screw it, mate. And I will breathe on him. Does he get a reflex save?
Yes.
No, he makes it though. He will. You see.
You only do 46?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh yeah, that's right.
The damage doesn't increase.
He will take 9.
Oh.
Electricity, does it bounce back?
No.
No? Okay.
It hits the statue and he kind of absorbs it.
Okay. I was curious about that.
Jay. Push the ladder down. Barf on him.
Ed would move above the ladder. That's just me.
You would move what?
Above the ladder. You'd be out of his reach. And you could still barf on the people under you.
That's fine with me. As a matter of fact, I will hang upside down above the ladder and then just go.
Okay.
You want to try and melt the ladder while you're doing that?
Yeah, you probably will.
Okay.
Roll damage. The gnolls are yipping down there.
Damage.
I just need to see if you can actually destroy the ladder.
Oh, okay.
Three ladders, it's not going to reflect.
It moves out of the way. Ah, stealthy ladder. Holy.
Yep, the ladder dies.
20 damage.
And a gnoll down there dies horribly as well.
Yep, 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 yep.
Okay.
No more ladder.
Ten.
I had 2 hit points.
It moves off.
Damn, he can't move!
Wait, so you lay down and play dead?
I had 2 hit points.
Oh, you had 2 hit points. How much did you get hit for?
10.
Alright, Jay. Ouch. You versus the statue now.
Yep.
Oh, that sucks.
I told you to move!
Well, the first thing I do is to fly over to her and shove a healing potion down her throat.
It will hit you as you fly by it. Got reach.
Okay.
I'll take 11.
Here you go.
4. Still unconscious.
Let's see. This is turn 5? Yes. It steps back onto its pedestal.
Okay, so here I am sitting on top of my friend and looking around going, what the fuck? Alright, do I need to stabilize any of them or are they okay?
Nope, they're all stable, but you probably will want to get them up so you can get out of here.
Okay.
Because even though the ladder's dead, they can still eventually climb up.
Well, yes. Not to mention, I'm sure they can scale the outside of the mountain and come up too, so.
So you'll need to get her conscious.
Alright, you. Slap.
You'll have to have some sort of healing.
Can I do a heal check?
Nope.
Okay, I've got 2 potions left. How much do I need to heal you for?
4. To get me at 0.
Okay.
Well, let's see. When it gets to 10, some gnolls will arrive.
Here you go. Aha! So you're awake.
I have positive 2.
Okay. And now I have 1 Cure Light potion left. How many do you have?
I have none. I used all my potions.
Oh, suck.
I used them to keep the dwarves alive.
Right. What are the dwarves at?
This dwarf is unconscious by 2. This dwarf is down by 6.
So I get to choose who lives?
Well, he will probably try and carry his brother out.
Okay, I'll tell you what. What does the shaman guy have on him? Does he have any healing potions?
He has on him the following.
Okay, here we go.
You know what? I'll also get a piece of paper so you don't have to keep writing on your character sheet.
Yes.
Dude, right. Here you go. The back of the character sheet. No problem. Where'd he go? This is just
paper. I can use mine if you want.
You probably want... This is what he has on him.
Okay.
You won't be able to loot it all.
Okay.
Because, you know, looting something takes an action.
Right.
So, he has on him a suit of full plate.
Okay.
You will definitely not have enough time to loot that.
Yeah.
It takes a full minute to strip that off him.
Why don't you just put your fingers in the way? That's fine.
I will.
Okay, next.
He has a massive quarterstaff with a flail on the end. Made out of Dwarven bone.
Should I even bother?
Up to you.
Okay.
Are you looting it?
Oh, I have to, everything that I decide to loot, I have
to... hold on. I guess I'll just go ahead and...
Describe to me what he's got, and I'll tell you what I loot.
Okay. Massive...
Flail.
Flail. A ring.
Okay.
A necklace.
Okay.
A scroll.
Mm-hmm.
A gold pouch.
Okay.
A pair of boots.
Okay.
And a cloak.
No healing potions?
And one of his eyes is a gem.
That would be interesting. I like gems. I carve gems. So no healing potions.
No potions, but he does have two scrolls. Let's see. Searching his body took an action.
Alright. One of the scrolls might be magical.
Scrolls are magical.
I mean to say that one of them might be a healing scroll.
Possibly.
I'd have to do a spellcraft in order to do that, right?
Mm-hmm. And you'd be able to... You'd have to have divine spells in order to know what it is.
And to cast it, right?
No. If he uses a use magic device, it's a DC 20. Oh, he will use whatever the spell it is. He won't know what spell is going off. There are two scrolls.
I have a spellcraft bonus of plus 6.
The thing is you would have to have divine spells, which you don't.
Which I don't. Okay.
You're not a cleric.
What you're telling me is that regardless of whether or not I can identify what spell is on there, I'm not going to be able to cast it. Okay.
Unless you give me a use magic device check.
And you see what happens.
But you will be using up the scroll, but you don't know what spell's on it.
Alright. The alternative is,
mm-hmm.
I heal one of the dwarves, the other one carries his brother out.
That's the hope, but he will be scaling a mountain with it with dwarven dead weight on him.
Alright. Well, one of the dwarves is dead no matter what I do. So I may as well give it a shot, see if I can heal him. And then... If he dies, he's dead anyway. Okay, I'm going to use one of my potions to heal one of the dwarves.
Okay.
Start there.
Okay, then do that. I'll loot the body if you're going to do that.
Okay, go ahead and loot the body while I do that.
I will take his necklace and his ring.
Okay.
So those are my two actions.
Okay, I'll give it to you. All right, okay. Who are you healing?
You say Faron has six negative, down. And he's two down.
Mm-hmm.
Well... I know two, I can definitely get two. I may not be able to get six, so if I heal Faron, it's possible that neither of them will be alive. So I'm going to go ahead and heal Kaelin.
Mm-hmm.
Just my luck, he's conscious.
Oh.
Okay?
However, he's at zero.
Yeah. Well, that's all I could do.
Okay.
So, okay, right. And then...
Okay, so that's action three.
Mm-hmm.
Is it action four that I am...
No.
You
both did something on three.
Okay, so I got two items?
Yes, you got your ring and the necklace.
Okay.
For the next set of turns, I will loot both scrolls.
Okay, so that will put you into four. And Jessica, what are you doing?
I'm grabbing for one.
Are you sure you want to hold on to him right now? I'm about to cast a spell on him.
I don't want to see what happens. What if you kill him?
Then he'll die on your back.
I'd rather not risk that being an unhealthy spell on us.
Okay, well, what are we going to do in the meantime?
Leave.
Are we going to get him down the mountain and then heal him somehow?
He'll wake up eventually. He's not going to stay unconscious forever.
But at what point don't we die? Or is he in danger of dying?
No.
Oh, okay. See, I had this crazy idea in my
head. They were all stabilized.
The reason why he would have died is because if no one could carry him out, you'd have to leave him.
Oh, I see. So you're saying that he would have died because somebody would have killed him. Oh, okay.
Because, yeah.
Well, that makes a difference then.
How much does he weigh?
With his equipment, 205 pounds.
I know what I'm going to be doing. My turn.
Okay.
My next turn.
Okay, so I looted both the scrolls. She picked them up.
What?
Well, I suppose I would have done it the other way, but I drank another potion.
Wait a second, you said you didn't have any potions.
It's a bull strength.
It's not a healing potion.
Oh, that makes sense then. I was like, what?
My strength is now 22. So now I can actually carry him.
Okay, and my turn for this set is going to be, I take his gem eye, and you said he had a big flail.
The staff flail.
Okay, the staff flail.
And a money pouch.
A money pouch, some boots.
Mm-hmm. A cloak.
A cloak.
And we're going to forget the armor.
Stripping the armor would take a full 10 rounds.
Okay, so I'm going to take the eye, and then I can't wear the boots, so that really doesn't matter to me. The cloak I could wear, but I don't really care about.
Money pouch.
The money pouch.
We are dragons.
Yeah, so I'll take the money, I'll take the money in the eye.
Okay, fly.
And fly.
All right.
I will fly, try and find a safe location, drop him, then I'll come get him.
All right.
And I'll keep watch while she's
You two away. Are not at risk. I do have to roll for Caleb, though, because he is climbing in a hurry.
And he is at
0 hit points. Last time he could take his sweet time. Now he can't. Okay, he doesn't fail by 5. Okay, he makes it up 10 feet.
How long will it take us to find a spot for me to...
A little while, because you will have to look around. Right now, I'm just seeing what happens to Kaelin.
You know, why are you playing with me? Go help him!
What am I supposed to do?
Defend him!
Okay, fine! So I'll go fly and defend him. I've got another breath weapon stored up. It's been more than 4 turns. I would have done it in 2 anyways.
Really, the dwarf's booking it. Okay.
He's a good mountain climber.
Yeah, apparently so. I'm a good one too, so I'm sitting there.
Alright.
Okay, next one.
So let's see.
Over there.
Three gnolls arrive
right here.
Okay. Find their boss. Stripped. For the most part.
Hopefully. And dead. Bleeding.
Okay, so. Okay, so let's make it here. Okay, he doesn't go anywhere. He's down 50 feet and they don't spot him. Okay, he did indeed escape.
Yay!
Whew! Awesome.
Okay. Well, where are you retreating to this time? Congratulations, you knocked out their leader.
Maybe we should, well, we could always go back to that one cave where we were ambushed.
That is a few hours back. It will take a few hours more. It'll probably take the remainder of the day to get his ass back there.
Yeah.
Because he is... Flying around it, you go fairly quickly. You could probably reach the cave in maybe in 20 minutes.
Does a 31 find a suitable location?
Yes. That will easily find a location.
Okay. It'll go there.
So wherever that is, let's
drop him off. Hide him.
Put bushes around him. When he wakes up, he's like, whoa.
And then I'll come collect these guys.
Okay.
And then I will fly him.
Give me a notice check, because he is hiding.
19.
You will spot the dragon.
I'm right here. Where's Kaelin?
He's over here.
Once he points him out, you can see him.
Oh, okay. Is he still climbing? Or is he on the surface?
He is on the pathway. He's a dwarf hiking in the mountains. Stops. He looks like a rock.
Okay. Well, I suppose I'll land next to him.
My brother make it out.
Yeah, he's good. Come on.
It's a good thing we didn't bring more dwarves, otherwise it'd be SOL.
Alright. You guys will retreat and regroup.
Da-da-da! We survived! Woo-hoo! And yet again!
Yeah, as soon as we can, let's rest up, please. Thank you.
Yeah. You guys are, once again, hiding inside one of the wonderful mini caves.
Mm-hmm.
That pockmark this mountain.
Let's get these guys back to their...
They have to sleep in it.
Hmm? Yeah. I mean, once we sleep up, we're already this close and we just beat the boss. So is it worth, after sleeping up, just going back and seeing if we can kill some more gnolls?
We don't even know if the boss is dead, though. We just knocked him out.
Oh, I guess that's true.
We didn't take the time to KO him when he was down.
What?
Open what? Your eyes.
KO means knockout.
Yeah.
So we failed to knock him out while he was knocked out.
Yes.
Okay.
Ha!
That's where I went.
You're like, wait a second.
No, you're pretty sure you KO'd him. You're just not sure if you killed him.
Yeah, just whatever.
We're not sure if we finished him.
So let's rest up for a little while. And then...
How many days would you like to rest?
Well, let me see how many hit points I lost here.
Okay. Well, I do a heal check on Ron. But right. I fail on Kaelin.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was at 17.
But I'm at 2!
Dude.
Well, you guys will rest. Next. Fromm will awaken.
Mm-hmm.
Kaelin now has...
56.
35 of his 40 hit points. And he was 46, so he is now... 36. And it is storming outside.
We're in a cave.
Ah, I roll for the weather.
Mm-hmm. I have so much for family food. Is there any moss in here?
You can't scavenge around the cave. I will allow that.
Is it 15?
15.
I definitely do not get it.
You're kind of looking around, kind of going, I hurt. You find enough, basically, fungus and, like, bats
and other
and badgers and whatnot that are hiding inside the caves to be able to feed everyone.
Okay. Mmm, bat. The wings aren't bad.
Okay, so how long do we want to rest?
It's a good question.
Well, I had 53 hit points I needed to heal up, so that's going to take me, like, 4 days-ish.
It will take me 11 days to get to full.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. See, I didn't realize we were supposed to KO him, but like...
Yeah, usually when he goes down, he goes down, but we were in a hurry and we were pressured. You were the only one conscious, and then...
Well, see, I was just thinking to myself, dude, if anything, we could have just had you spend like a couple of turns dragging him off the edge or something like that, throw him off the edge, or just, like, by his jugular or something, anything, you know? Mm-hmm.
But you didn't mention anything like that. Instead, I was focusing on the dwarves.
Yeah.
Like, ah, but then I'm going to see them.
How long can somebody last unconscious?
Okay, as long as they're stabilized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they heal their hit points every day.
So, leaving him... Well, he wasn't necessarily... Was he stabilized?
I fed them both potions.
No, I'm talking about the bad guy.
Alright.
Possibly.
Was the bad guy stabilized?
I don't know.
No.
Yeah, we don't know.
That sucks.
Although it does pose an interesting question why an orc was leading a group of gnolls.
Mm-hmm. And he had dwarven zombies.
Yeah, well, dwarven zombies I can understand. Well, okay. Well, I'm the GM, so of course I
understand.
Yes! Evie. Come on. So, what's the plan now? You're going to sit here for the 11 days?
mean, what else are we going
to
do?
I can go back early if they want to.
Well, are we going to stay and take them all out? I'd rather go back home. I'd rather stay. We can take them.
I mean, once we're healed up, so long as we're safe in the meantime while we're healing.
We just have to consider this time we're going in, we don't have any healing whatsoever.
That's true.
Because we used it all up to get us out of
here. Here's what I think. I think if we can go back and kill a leader, we're good. And then we just take off.
And hope that the morale of all the gnolls will drop.
Either that or they'll be without directions. Like, obviously he was the one calling the shots. So either one of the gnolls is going to have to step up or whatever.
Well, I don't know much about the gnoll society, so... I don't know how it works.
I don't know either, but I'm just thinking...
They say in unison, neither do we.
Yeah. But I'm just thinking, I mean, if you take out the leader, usually that puts a dent in the operation. One way or another.
If for evil societies, mostly, yeah.
Because evil societies are led by intimidation and you know, power mongering. So if you take out the power monger, there isn't going to be anybody to lead the operation. Or whatever. Anyway, you're right. We don't have any healing, so why don't we go in and see if we can kill the leader. And if
I doubt he's going to be alone if he's still alive.
Well, yeah.
And he may not be in the same location either.
That's true.
Well, it depends on how much he likes his statue.
So you guys left on him the boots, the cloak, and the armor, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Okay. And you also left the staff flail.
Yeah, it is broken.
Okay.
See, but if I had known, I didn't realize that leaving him unconscious wasn't the same as leaving him dead. If I had known that, I would have made sure he was dead.
Well, you guys barely did make it out anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So, you guys can go back and scout it out if you would like. Dwarves will, of course, you know, wait for you guys to come back and give them the word. They're not going to climb up the mountain again.
I mean, I'm cool with that.
So how many days you're going to wait? That's the question.
Yes.
I say let's wait as long as we can, so long as we're safe.
Okay.
I suppose we can, because can we keep watch from out here?
Not on the Knoll Mountain, but yeah.
Well, I'm like, if they send, like, parties out.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, okay. Sure.
Okay.
Okay, I suppose I can rest up my 11 days.
And I'll be healed in that time, so.
My week and a half.
All right. Jessica, what's your base roll on survival? If you roll a 1.
10.
Okay. I'll go ahead and assume that you can roll decent enough to be able to feed the group.
Okay.
Most of the time.
My base roll is a 7.
Okay. So if you assist, you two will basically base feed yourselves. Right. And that's assuming Jessica rolls a 1 every day.
Right.
So the dwarves will, of course, be all healed up. And once again, you know, you're going to spend nice quality time with them, as you guys have now spent basically a month up here in the mountains.
Mm-hmm.
Nice.
And keep lookouts.
Mm-hmm.
The best we can.
So at this point, you know, Kalen's got a nice collection of, you know, little artwork that he's done.
Oh!
You guys have gotten used to the stench that is,
Faron.
Mm-hmm.
I make a ranged attack on the wall.
They start this up again. Jessica.
Outside!
I throw a couple of coins out.
Jessica flees. Okay. When you guys go back, go ahead and give me a stealth check. Since you guys are, I assume you guys are going to fly in, scout it out, then fly.
Yes. 24 again.
Ooh, that's nice. I am totally stealthy. 16 plus 18 is
34.
There you go.
So you guys will basically kind of land on the ledge and kind of look in. It looks like this area hasn't been touched in a while. You'll notice a naked, dead orc corpse.
Nice!
At the base of the statue, his heart and organs have been pulled out and placed onto the statue.
Mm-hmm.
His bed has been ransacked, his chests have been looted. The only thing that still seems to be remaining intact is his desk with some papers on it.
Seeing as how it doesn't look like there's anybody around, I go check out the papers.
I'll just keep lookout while he does it.
Yeah, you, looking out, can notice that the gnolls are still in the area, although they're definitely under new management, and it looks like a lot of gnolls are dead.
Fight for power.
There you go.
Okay, and you were going over and looking at the desk?
Yes.
The series of papers written in Abyssal.
I read Abyssal.
Okay. They are in code, so you'll need... I think there's a Decipher Script skill still?
No.
No.
Alright, then it's a linguistics check.
Which I definitely have. A plus 12 in.
Nice.
Okay. Actually, you can gather up the papers, because each check is an hour.
Oh. Well, alright then, I'll just stow them away. Read them later.
Everything else looks like it's been looted. The body is, of course, rotting at this point.
Yeah.
He looks like he did indeed survive.
But not for long.
Our combat.
Your guys' combat.
Right. Okay. Good. I double-check the statue to make sure that there's nothing super fancy about it, if there's, you know, any offerings left over.
Not other than the former boss.
Okay. All right. If there are fewer gnolls than before, we might be able to take them. If maybe we isolate one of the groups, let's say we watch their movement patterns and see if we can catch one of them as they're going out on a raid or something. Sort of pick them off as we go.
And see if they're still raiding.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
they don't actually send out raiding parties. They do send out a group of people, but it looks like they're hunters. And they kill things like, you know, mountain goat and bring it back.
So now they're basically just subsisting on their own.
Looks like they killed roughly half.
Are we good enough to let these gnolls live out their lives as gnolls, or are we prejudiced toward gnolls like we are?
You are characters and individuals.
Okay.
You can decide for yourself.
Okay.
If you want to have a live and let live, that's fine. If you want to say that you're on a crusade against evil, which is usual for bronze, but, you know, if you want to have a live and let live policy, that's fine. Because genocide, while they are evil, it's still genocide if you kill each and every gnoll that you ever find.
Right.
As long as they're no longer attacking, like, the dwarves and the humans.
Yeah.
If they stay up here in the mountains and feed on goats.
Seems like if they're subsisting on their own.
However, would we like to look through the cave, see if we can find any of the missing copper?
You guys got decent enough on your stealth. I'll give a notice. Yeah, they don't notice you. There are, indeed, shipments of copper ore in here, but not... There's only, like, two or three crates.
How big are they? Maybe. Okay. Could I carry one? Maybe?
Not really. These are, like, 500 pounds worth of copper.
Oh, okay.
While it is only like this, it is efficiently packed in bars. Because...
Okay. I was just kidding.
They were being sold to dwarves.
So maybe we can just let our pair of buddies know that they're there. And then we can say...
Go ahead and give me a straight intel check.
I got an 11.
I got a 4.
All right. This is good. That looks too heavy to carry. Yeah. All right, you got an 11?
Yeah.
So, just as I'm kind of pointing this out, they've been doing this for months.
Yeah.
Two or three crates is far lower than they should have.
Right.
I'm just pointing out that.
So, they're probably not raiding very much anymore.
Or they took some. Or it's someone else. Whichever.
Well, what would they have been doing with it in the meantime?
Making stuff.
Okay.
Or selling it. However.
Okay.
I'm just pointing out that there's a lot less copper than there should be. That's all I'm giving you with an 11.
Yeah. Well,
I look at the crate. I don't think I can.
If there's a lot less copper than there should be, that means a couple of different things. Number one, there are obviously fewer gnolls, which means that the likelihood is that they're probably not doing very much, as much raiding as they did before, if they're still raiding.
They haven't raided since we attacked, and they still had all their numbers at the point, so the numbers of ore shouldn't have changed.
But they have fewer gnolls.
Now.
Yeah?
Like 11 days after we killed the boss.
Oh, I see.
And they haven't raided since.
So there's fewer crates than there should be. Alright, so what does that mean?
Are there any, like, drag marks?
Yeah, a few.
They could be selling them off.
Yeah, they're doing something with it. We don't know what, though.
No, they're not big, you know, drag marks because it is stone.
Yeah. I'm just saying if there's, like, maybe some dirt or snow.
Yeah, yeah, some area's been disturbed.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Well,
like, I figure we can let the dwarves know. We can let the two guys know what we found and then say, is it worth it to you or your clan to retrieve the three crates we've got left, or would you rather just leave the gnolls alone? I would leave it up to them, because it's their mission,
yeah,
more or less.
Come here.
Suppose we can.
Evie, come.
Okay. Let us do that then.
Okay. So we go back to the dwarves, we say, hey, here's the situation, do you want us to bother with the three crates?
Oh, hell no.
Okay.
I don't care what Dad says. I'm not going back in there.
Would it be worth it to you, personally, to...
Hell no.
...do a vendetta on the gnolls at all, or...?
Nah, I'm good.
Okay.
Alright, I'm good. If more come down, we'll just kill them.
Alright, sounds
good. Just want the raiding to stop.
And it looks like it has. For the moment.
Alright. Let's go home.
Okay.
Let's get off. I want to go sleep in a bed.
Alright, sounds good. Let's go.
Yes, on the way home.
So we pass back by the griffins again.
You guys will pass by the griffins.
Maybe.
It will take you about 5 days once again to get off. You guys have indeed spent an entire month up here in the mountains.
But to us, that's like...
I'm glad we are not cold-blooded.
Yeah.
Alright. Well, you guys have successfully secured the aid of the dwarves against the dragon hunters.
Woohoo!
So, that is where we will be calling this week.
Gamers Haven Incorporated proudly presents A Thousand Monkeys production
of a Monte Cook adventure. Dungeons & Dragons 4th Edition Night of Dissolution, a Tolus adventure featuring the Gamers Haven regulars. Available for download only at gamershavenpodcast.com.
You've been listening to the Gamers Haven Podcast. Subscribe to the show by visiting our website at gamershavenpodcast.com, where you can also discuss all things gaming in our forum, drop us an email, or just peruse our episode archives. You can also call us toll-free and leave a message to be played on the show by dialing 1-877-416-1270. That's toll-free, 877-416-1270. On our website, you'll also find our actual play podcasts chronicling our misadventures through all things role-playing. Enjoy what you hear? Why not support the Gamers Haven by purchasing Gamers Haven merchandise, visiting our affiliates, or just by clicking on our donate button? The Gamers Haven podcast is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, Share Alike 3.0 United States license, some rights reserved. Some music in this podcast is used with permission of Joe Hero Band at joehero.com. This is a Thousand Monkeys production.
This concludes the broadcast from World Control.